You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Find your seat if you can. I know we like to talk and we like to greet each other and share how excited we are about what God is doing. Let me tell you something. God has an end game for you, no matter what's going on in your life. God's got something more exciting than the world's got for you. I promise you. The world might have a couple things that are exciting, but let me tell you something. God has something even more exciting that's going to rock you. It's going to rock your world. It's something that's going to change you. And it doesn't even take 3 hours. Amen. God can do it in 3 minutes. Amen. Amen. We live in a day and age when people are going through difficult times. Amen. We look and see in Easter in Sri Lanka, over 350 people died. Over 450 people were injured on Easter Sunday just trying to worship the Lord. We live in difficult times when people are in critical places and suicide rates are at an all-time high. People are desperate. And so I really, as I was praying, I said, God, give me a word for your people, because we can't just play church. We have to be the church. Amen. And so as I was looking, I started thinking about the difficult times that we go through. And maybe it's the person next to you today that's going through a wilderness, they're going through a dark season. Or maybe it's somebody in your life that you need to take this message and you need to share this message with somebody that's in your life that's going through a wilderness. Or maybe, just maybe, that person is you that's going through the wilderness and you need to hear this message today. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 11:28. And God's really been stirring this in my spirit this week. Matthew 11:28-30. And it all revolves around this. And Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. I started thinking about Jesus saying to us, come to me if you're weary. What does that mean? Weary. What does it mean to be weary? Does that mean when you're at the end of yourself? Does that mean when you're fatigued by your circumstances? When you're exacerbated, you're stressed out? What does it mean to be weary? Does that mean that you're mentally taxed, you're emotionally taxed, and you feel like you're at a place where your faith might collapse? What does it mean to be weary? Because that's who Jesus was talking to. And I believe that's who Jesus is still talking to today. Jesus said, if you're weary, come to me. Come to me if you're worn out by life, if you're tired of the fight that you've been in. And also if you have a burden, if you have a heavy burden, I mean, something that's weighing you down. What burdens do we carry these days? We carry guilt, feel guilty for things that we've gone through. Maybe we thought we could have done more. Maybe we thought we should have done something different. Maybe we're carrying the pains of our past. What type of burdens? The burden of stress. Sometimes we're just carrying it and we're just trying to get through work and we're just trying to get through life and we're just trying to get through this circumstance to get to the next day, and we're carrying that burden. When we take a step back, we see something. We can really see, if we look with spiritual eyes, we can see that life is trying to put burdens on us. The enemy is trying to put burdens on us, and Jesus is trying to take burdens off of us. He wants to take our burdens off. So he says, come to me. You know, God sees, and God, oftentimes we get in an amazing time, a moment in God's presence, and God just opens our eyes and we see we've been carrying some weight. We've been carrying some type of burden. And he says, look, you've been carrying this. I want to take this off your shoulders. I want to take this off of you. And I want to give you something. And sometimes we're stubborn. How many know we can be stubborn sometimes? Sometimes we're stubborn. You know, it's all right. Look at somebody and say, sometimes you're stubborn. Sometimes if you can't admit it for yourself, just tell somebody, you know, just tell somebody that they've been stubborn. Sometimes we're stubborn and we've grown an emotional attachment, listen, to the burden. You know, we live in a day and age, we live in a society, we live in a culture that romanticizes the burdens that we carry. Instead of saying, hey, let's lay that burden down, oftentimes we romanticize carrying this burden. Oh, I'm a hero because I carry this burden. I'm not letting this go. I'm going to carry this burden. When Jesus is welcoming us, he says, you don't have to carry that. I want to take that off your shoulders. You can lay that down right here. I have something different for you. And so Jesus will wait right there until we get tired of carrying our burdens and are ready to give it up. And this is what's so amazing about Jesus. He's patient, he's kind, and he tells us we can cast what's weighing us down right at his feet. And it doesn't matter what you're carrying today. It doesn't matter what, if it's guilt, if it's anger, if it's frustration, if it's pain from your past, if it's skeletons in your closet. Jesus is inviting us to lay down our burdens at the altar. He say, come to me, come to me. And if you've got heavy burdens, and Jesus is willing to lift those burdens, he wants to lift those burdens off of our shoulder. And then Jesus enters this concept. He introduces this concept of rest. Look at somebody and say rest. So he says, come to me if you're weary and if you got heavy burdens, and I'm going to take that off of you. I'm going to give you rest. Rest. Rest is a powerful word. God wants to exchange with us. He wants to take everything that's messed up about our life, and in return, he wants to give us joy, peace, fulfillment, life, healing, restoration. In one word, Jesus summed it up and said, I want to give you rest. I want to give you rest. When he's saying rest, he's saying all of these things. But to summarize this, I'm saying I want to give you rest. And this is important because sometimes we're walking through seasons that are like a desert. And Jesus is offering us a cup of water and shade and a lot of other things. How many, if you're walking through a desert and somebody offers you a cup of water and shade, it would be difficult to say no to that. But Jesus is offering us rest, just as he did 2,000 years ago. He's still saying it today. If you're weary with life, if you're carrying some things that are weighing you down that you can't carry, that you weren't meant to carry, I want to take those and I want to give you rest. Sometimes we're weighed down by our past, by our pain, by our mistakes, by other people's mistakes. And Jesus gives us permission to lay that down and to take up his rest. Turn to somebody and say, that's pretty powerful. And Jesus wouldn't be offering us rest, listen, if we didn't need it. Look at somebody and say, you need it. Jesus knew 2,000 years ago and before that we would need rest. If we had it all figured out and we didn't need rest, he wouldn't have to offer us rest. But he's offering us rest because he knew we would need it. That was the end game for your life. I'm going to bring it back a second time to see if people catch it. Some people are with me today. Some people are not with me. We're getting there. We're getting there a step at a time. Amen. Jesus wants to give us rest. He knew what we would need. And then he continues, Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Because I'm humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. What is a yoke? What is a yoke? You know, I started thinking, you know, a lot of the analogies in the Bible are based off of a different culture than we live in. So we have to go back and revisit what those analogies actually meant to the people that originally were the audience. Now we're the audience. We have to update that. We have to realize, what is a yoke? Well, a yoke is a wooden cross piece that's used to couple two animals together so they can work more efficiently and effectively. The yoke was a cross piece that yoked two animals together so that they could work together and be more effective. So for the animals that were working with the farmer, he put that yoke on and it made the workload actually easier. And a good farmer actually knew how to get that yoke to fit just perfect. So the job gets done good, but then also the animal is healthy and happy. In life, there's things that we have to do. There's responsibilities that we have. There's people we have to take care of. There's a purpose that we have to fulfill. There's an assignment that we have from God. But if we try to do it on our own without His yoke, it can get overwhelming. It can be painful. It can be disappointing. It can be crushing. Life can be crushing to try to do it without the yoke that Jesus has for us. So he's offering, Jesus says, come and take my yoke. If you take my yoke, if you work the way I show you, if you do life the way I show you to do it, it's going to be so much easier. It's going to be so much more satisfying. If you do it the way I want to teach you, he said, right? Take my yoke upon me. Let me teach you, right? So let me teach you how to live this life, that it'll be easier. It will be more satisfying. Will be more fulfilling. You will experience rest. It's not saying we don't have to work. Look at somebody and say, you got to work. Somebody's looking for the one day work week. But Jesus is not saying we don't have to work. But what he's saying is the work is not going to overwhelm you. It's not going to overwhelm you like it was overwhelming you before. It's not going to be too much for you. It's going to be something that fits you. And this is what's so amazing about this analogy with the yoke that Jesus used. The yoke is something that harnesses the power of two, not the power of one. The yoke harnesses the power of two. So Jesus, while he's saying, take my yoke upon you, he's not just saying, this yoke I've made for you. He's also saying, if you take this yoke, I'm going to get in this yoke with you. If you take this yoke upon you, I'm going to be right beside you. If you do it the way I show you, I'm going to be right with you. And I'm going to help you pull the load. When you're weak, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be right there with you to make sure that you finish well. And the things that you were unable to accomplish by yourself, now you're going to be more than able to accomplish, because now you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And you're more than able, because this yoke just isn't for me. This is saying I'm being yoked up with Christ. And he's saying, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to go with you, because if you go through this process the way I show you, I'm going to be in the yoke with you. And when you don't feel like you can go any further and you feel like it's frustrating and you're tired and you're worn out, he's going to strengthen you. And he's going to give you the ability, power to carry on. And Jesus says, I love this. I love this. I'm going to do this because I'm gentle and I'm humble. I love it. I'm going to do this for you because I'm gentle and I'm humble. First off, I'm gentle. This yoke is going to make your life better, but I'm not going to force it on you. I'm gentle. I'm going to wait for you to accept it. Even though this is the best plan for your life, even though this is the best version, it's going to make the workload easier. It's going to make you more effective. It's going to make your life all around better. But I'm not going to force it on you because I'm gentle. I'm going to wait for you to accept what I'm offering you. I'm gentle. I'm gentle enough to wait. But I'm not only gentle enough, I'm also humble enough. I'm humble enough to not only make the yoke for you, but to get in the yoke with you. God of the universe that is concerned about the smallest detail of our lives. He said, I'm humble enough to get in the yoke with you. I'm not some God off in some distant galaxy. I'm the God that's right here with you. I'm humble enough to get into your life and into your shoes and into your yoke with you. Because I'm gentle and I'm humble. And whatever you're facing in your day to day, I'm going to be with you. And he says, and I'm going to give you rest for your soul. Going to give you rest for your soul. No, we're talking about the mind and the will and the emotions. I'm going to give you rest for your soul. This is so powerful because it doesn't matter who you are. You could be a man. You could be a woman. You could be a child. We all got emotions. Look at somebody and say, you got emotions. You got some thoughts in your head and you got some feelings in your heart. It doesn't matter how tough your emotions are. You got some emotions. They could be sensitive emotions. They could be tough, strong emotions. They could be anything in between. I'm going to give you rest for your soul. When your emotions are all over the place. I have two kids and they start off the day. They're 2 years apart. Awesome. They're happy. They're excited, especially when it's not school day. They're pumped. They're giving high fives. They're doing games together. They're best friends. They're running and jumping in the pool in the yard, the little splash pool. And then they're doing things and then they're running from opposite sides and it's starting to get a little dangerous and you're thinking somebody's going to give a headbutt. And then eventually something happens and people are upset and people are blaming each other and angry and an argument starts. And then I say, come to me, all those that are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. But isn't that like the Father? That no matter what we're going through in our life, we come, we leave Sunday service and we're feeling great. We're feeling supercharged. We're making the Facebook post, praise the Lord, feeling good. Here's a couple of pictures, people, ooh, hallelujah, in church. Monday, it's coming down a little bit. Still good though. Tuesday, some risky stuff is happening. By Wednesday, somebody's bumped their heads. Emotions are all over the place. And God the Father is saying, come to me, all those that are weary. Your emotions are all over the place and you're burdened with life. And I will give you rest. I will give you rest. And let me teach you some things. Let me put my yoke on you because it's going to be light. Sometimes the emotions are all over the place. We're stressed, angry, sometimes afraid. But Jesus offers us rest. Not some religious, hypothetical, symbolic, theoretical rest. Jesus is offering a very present help in a time of need. It's real. What Jesus offers us, the rest that he offers us, it's real. And the world can try to imitate it, but there's nothing that satisfies like the rest that Jesus gives. Last verse, Matthew 11:30, for my yoke is easy to bear and the burden I give you is light. Jesus said, I'm going to make it light. I'm going to make it light. Maybe you've been sprinting in this season. Maybe you're out of breath. Maybe you're exhausted. But Jesus is saying, I want to show you how you can be powerful and you can be effective, but not be worn out. I want to teach you how to stride. I want to teach you how to run. Let the wind hit you in the face and feel refreshed. Feel like everything is possible. Jesus said, come to me. I'm going to give you rest. And even when your work It's not going to feel overwhelming anymore because I'm going to teach you how to be yoked up with me. I'm going to teach you a way to run the race in such a way that you win. And you're going to accomplish things that you never thought you could accomplish. But you're going to accomplish those things because you're with me. You're yoked up with me. If you'd stand up on your feet with me right now and close your eyes, close your eyes. Something so important, I think, God wants to get across to us today. And that is, no matter what is weighing you down today, you can lay it down. No matter if you came in here worn out, stressed out, worried out, He wants to take that from you. He wants to give you rest. I don't know what's going on in your life, but Jesus does. Jesus does. And Jesus told me, come to me. Come to me. Tell the people, come to me, and I will give you rest. I want to open up the altar right now. If that's you, come down to the altar. Come down to the altar, and God wants to take some things off of your shoulders. God wants to take that stress, that worry, that concern, that frustration, those emotions that are all over the place, and He wants to give you rest. There's no rest like the rest that Jesus has. There's no refreshing like the refreshing that Jesus has. Hallelujah. Oh, just take a minute. Just take a minute. Just take a minute. If that's you, come down here. For those that are still in your seat, just lift up your hands. And just receive what God has for you today. If you come to the house of God, don't leave empty-handed. Let God refresh you. Let God renew your strength. Let God speak some solutions into your life. There's nothing that's like the rest that He gives. There's nothing like He can refresh you. My father used to always say, don't waste it. When you're in the presence of God, ask questions. Those questions you haven't been gotten the answer to while you're in the presence of God. While you got your hands lifted, while you got your eyes closed, just say, Jesus, I need some answers. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. He's got solutions for you. Business solutions. He's got family solutions. He got marriage solutions. He's got relationship solutions. He's got all the solutions that you have need of today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just take a moment to just be in His presence. Let Him speak to you. That you need. He has all the rest that you need. Sometimes that's the sweetest word that you can ever hear, is when Jesus speaks rest over your life. And I proclaim rest over you today, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're fighting, no matter what you've been struggling with, no matter what you've been grappling with in this season, I speak rest. Rest to you. In your emotions, in your mind, in your physical body. Maybe even struggling with some type of physical debilitating disease or injury. Jesus just says rest. He's offering rest. He's offering healing for the body, for the emotions, for the mind. And I want to encourage you. For those that are out there in your seats, I want to encourage you with one thing. When we talk about yoking, I want to say one last thing. It's very important. If you try to do life on your own, you're going to be disappointed. Life without being yoked to Jesus is disappointing. It's life is painful enough as it is, but to not have someone that can heal the pain and fix the brokenness, that just becomes crushing and overwhelming. I encourage you, don't do life by yourself. Be yoked up with Jesus. Allow yourself to be yoked up with Jesus. Accept the gift that he's offering to take my yoke. And then understand this, if you yoke yourself up with Jesus, you become yoked up with who Jesus is yoked up with. Amen. So I encourage you one step further. If you yoke up with Jesus, yoke up with his church. Because when you really truly yoke up with Jesus, you're yoked up with his body. Amen. Amen. And when you're yoked up with the body, you're yoked up with Jesus, it becomes easier. You become stronger. You become more fulfilled. You become more capable. If you're truly yoked up with Jesus, you're yoked up with his body. So here's my challenge to you. Get yoked up with the church. Get yoked up with the church. If not this church, get yoked up with a church. And you will experience the strength that you need, the encouragement that you need, the blessing that you need. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.